This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 25. Ben with Jesus. Our reading comes from Acts, chapter 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, and they conferred together.
"What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name."
Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them, because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. After a night in jail, Peter and John are brought before the religious rulers and teachers of the law. The apostles' teaching to the crowds has led to more people coming to faith in Jesus. But now Peter and John are standing before the religious leaders who oppose Jesus. These religious leaders thought they were done with Jesus when they managed to get him crucified. Now they want to do what they can to silence Peter and John, so they threaten them. But they also know that a great healing has taken place. Everyone who goes to the temple knows the man who was lame. And now he's healed. How can this be? The religious leaders do not believe the healing of the lame man is linked to Jesus, but they do link the courage of Peter and John to Jesus. The rulers see Peter and John as ordinary, unschooled people. They are fishermen. Peter and John are used to the Sea of Galilee, not the Sanhedrin Council of Rulers. What does it mean that the rulers took note that Peter and John had been with Jesus? What did that have to do with their courage? The apostles now knew that everything Jesus had said and promised was true. And they trusted that Jesus, by his Spirit, was still with them. So, in everything they were doing, it was clear that Peter, John, and the community of believers in Christ were people who were with Jesus. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, lead us, protect us, and empower us so that we are faithful witnesses of being with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.